各位弟兄姐妹平安，圣诞快乐。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Merry Christmas to all of you.
今天是圣诞夜，这是一个普天同庆的日子，普天下的人在今天晚上庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
Tonight is Christmas Eve, and all over the world, everyone is celebrating the birth of Jesus.
根据圣经的记载，在2000多年前的一个夜晚，神的儿子耶稣基督降生在犹太的伯利恒。
According to the Bible, on the night more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born in Bethlehem of Judea.
耶稣的降生应验了一个古老的预言。
The birth of Jesus has fulfilled a very old prophecy.
在很久以前，有一位叫做以赛亚的先知，他受到圣灵的感动，预言将来会有一位婴孩降生。
Long, long ago, there was a prophet named Isaiah. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and he prophesied about the birth of a child.
他这么说啊。
He said,
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
这个预言说，有一个婴孩将会为我们而生，这表示这个婴孩他是神送给世人的一份礼物，他是为了我们而来到人间的。
According to the prophecy, unto us a child will be born, which means this child is a gift from God for man. It is for our sake he comes to this world.
政权必担在他的肩头上，政权就是治理的权柄，这位婴孩将会有治理世人的权柄。
The government shall be upon his shoulder. Government means the power to rule. This childshall have the power to rule the world.
这个婴孩有四个非常不寻常的名字。第一个名字是奇妙的策士，第二个名字是全能的神，第三个名字是永在的父，第四个名字是和平的君。
This child shall have four very unusual names. The first name is Wonderful Counselor. The second name is Mighty God.The third name is Everlasting Father. The fourth name is Prince of Peace.
古往今来，古今中外，在人类的历史当中，有谁担得起这四个名字？
From ancient times to the present, in China or in any other countries, in all the human history, who is worthy of these four names?
答案是，除了耶稣基督，没有人担得起。
The answer is,No one is worthy of these names except Jesus Christ.
那很少有人可以称为是奇妙的策士，更少的人可以称为是和平的君，而除了耶稣基督以外，没有一个人可以称为是全能的神跟永在的父。
Seldom a person could be called Wonderful Counselor, much less people could be called Prince of Peace. And except Jesus, no one could be calledMighty God and Everlasting Father.
事实上，这是一个弥赛亚的预言，告诉我们神为世人所预备的救主，他有四个特质。
In reality, this is a messianic prophecy, telling people there are four characteristics about this Savior that God has prepared for mankind.
首先，这位婴孩他是一个奇妙的策士。
First of all, this child, he is a wonderful counselor.
我们看到耶稣他的教导十分的奇妙，他所提供的人生的策略是建筑在对神的信心上面。
Jesus made amazing teachings. The life strategy he provided for us is based on faith in God.
耶稣教导我们说，总是要信靠神。
Jesus taught us to always trust in God.
他叫我们不要忧虑，他说你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
He told us not to worry. He said, "Your heavenly Father knows all of your need."
他说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
He said, Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
饥渴慕义的怎么会得到饱足？因为神使他们饱足。连续人的人怎么会蒙连续？因为有一位神，神使他们得到连续。
How shall the hunger and the thirsty be filled? For God will fill them. How shall the merciful obtain mercy? For God shall show mercy on them.
耶稣告诉我们在人生一切的事情上都有神做主，所以我们要信靠神。
Jesus told us, God is in control of all the matters of our lives.So put your trust in God.
耶稣也教导我们说，对人总是要有爱心。
Jesus also taught us to always love people.
他说，如果你将善事做在弟兄当中最小的一个人身上，那就是做在他身上，做在主耶稣的身上。
Jesus said, if you have done good deeds toward the least of the brothers, you have done good deeds unto himself.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他却宽恕那些伤害他的人，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he forgave those who hurt him. He prayed to the Father. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
Jesus told his disciples, as I have loved you,that you also love one another.
耶稣以身教和言教告诉我们对人要有爱心。
By his deeds and by his words, Jesus taught us to love people.
耶稣也教导我们做人要谦卑、单纯、乐观。
Jesus also taught us to be humble, simple, and optimistic.
他说凡谦卑像个小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Jesus said, those who humble like a childShall be the greatest in heaven.
耶稣也说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Jesus also said, Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
耶稣告诉我们说，在世界上虽然有风浪、有苦难，但是不要灰心，也不要害怕，因为主与你同在。
Although there are storms and tribulations, but do not lose heart, do not be afraid, for the Lord is with you.
耶稣是世界上最奇妙的测试，如果照着他的话去做，你的人生会非常的有平安、有喜乐，而且有满足。
Jesus is the most wonderful counselor. Do what he says and you will enjoy peace, joy and satisfaction.
这个婴孩的第二个名字是他是全能的神。
The second name of this child is that he is the mighty God.
那人只会生人，人所生的怎么可能是神呢？除非是神到人间来做人。
Man only gives birth to man. How could man give birth to God? Unless God himself choose to become man.
圣经告诉我们说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The Bible tells us in the Gospel of John,In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
那这位道是谁呢？
So who is this Word?
圣经接着说，道成了肉身，他住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So the Bible continued to tell us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
耶稣基督就是道，道就是神。两千多年前，神成了肉身，住在人的中间。
Christ is the Word, and the Word is God. More than 2,000 years ago, God was made flesh and dwelt among men.
耶稣来到人间，为的是来承担我们的罪。
The purpose of Jesus coming to the earth is to take the burden of our sin.
圣经这么说，耶稣基督他本有神的形象，但不以自己与神同等为强夺的， 反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就存心卑微，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
耶稣来到人间是为了有一天要承担我们的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
The purpose that Jesus came to earth is that he can take away our sin and that he will die on the cross.
他这样做是叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
He did so so that all those that believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
这个预言说这个婴孩他的第三个名字叫做永在的父。
And this prophecy also gave the third name of this child, and his name is Everlasting Father.
先知弥迦讲到耶稣的时候，他这样预言说，他说，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中微小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
The prophet Micah made such a prophecy. He said, But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
这个预言告诉我们，将来耶稣会出生在伯利恒。
This prophecy tells us that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem.
也说到这个婴孩他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
And also tells us that this child that he is from of old, from everlasting.
耶稣在世的时候，有一次他的门徒问他说，我们怎么样才可以见到天父？
When Jesus was on earth, one day his disciple asked him, How can we see the Father?
耶稣回答说，人见到我就是见到了父。
Jesus said to them, He that has seen me has seen the Father.
这个婴孩他的第四个名字是和平的君。
The fourth name of this child is the Prince of Peace.
那圣经从三个角度来描写和平。
The Bible describes peace from three point of view.
第一个是与神和平。
The first is to have peace with God.
圣经说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个是与人和平。
Secondly, is to have peace with man.
圣经说，因他是我们的和睦，这个他就是耶稣基督啊。所以因为主耶稣他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
第三是与自己和平。
Third is to have peace with self.
那信主的人心里有一种特别的平安。
And those that believe in the Lord have peace.
特别是在遇到困难的时候，或甚至面临死亡的时候，你可以看到基督徒身上有一种别人没有的平安。
Especially when a Christian faces trials or tribulations or faces death, you will see that he has peace that is unspoken of.
主耶稣他说，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you.
先知的预言就应验在耶稣基督的身上。
So the prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus.
他是奇妙的策士。
He is wonderful counselor.
是全能的神。
He is mighty God.
是永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
是和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
所以两千多年前天使报佳音说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
So 2,000 years ago, when the angels proclaimed the good news, they said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
天使也对约瑟说，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And the angel also spoke to Joseph. And the angel told Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins."
各位朋友，各位弟兄姐妹，今天是圣诞夜。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, as tonight is Christmas Eve,
我们大家聚在一起庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
We gather together to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
基督为什么降生呢？
Why did Jesus come to earth?
用约翰福音三章十六节的话说。
Let's use the words from John 3:16.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him.Shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们感谢耶稣基督的恩典，把一切荣耀都归给他。
We thank Jesus for his salvation and for his blessing. Let us give all glory to him.
Amen.
Amen.